I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. Today we continue with our series on faith, healing, and spirituality, and I have two great guests. My first guest is Dr. Jude Unigbu, a resident shaman and healer at Benavita Medical Group in Beverly Hills, California. Jude has been a spiritual healer for more than 16 years. Born in West Africa, he trained under his shaman grandfather, who healed people afflicted with a wide variety of physical illnesses. Jude's spiritual learning was enhanced by the healing techniques he learned from Sir George King, founder of the Aetherius Society. Combining his knowledge of African shamanism and the King's techniques, Jude's healing procedures utilize all of the major chakras and energy centers to fill the body with spiritual energy and to drive out illnesses. He can help with mental and emotional problems as well as physical ailments. Some of the conditions he has successfully worked with include depression, anxiety attacks, epilepsy, leprosy, ADD, high blood pressure, back pain, body injuries, cancer, stomach problems, sleep disorders, addictions, relationship issues, job issues, and elemental attachments, popularly known as ghost attachments. Jude also finds spiritual healing is effective for a variety of childhood issues, including depression, ADD, OCD, autism, epilepsy, and sleep issues. He blesses homes, offices, and animals to rid them of negative influences. Jude lectures at colleges and private institutions about health, earth changes, and protective practices. He also teaches spiritual healing techniques and offers spiritual healing at hospitals and in private practice. Jude holds a PhD in Christian psychology from Reform Theological Seminary. More information is available at www.benavita.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Jude, and I look forward to talking with you about how you use spiritual healing with patients. Now, first, tell us about your background and training for spiritual healing.
My background is pretty very simple. I came from a very large Christian family. My uncle, Bishop Mark Unigbu, brought Christianity to my town in the early 40s and 50s and tried as much as he can to indoctrinate and convert everybody to Christianity. But my grandfather, or who was, he died many years ago, didn't like the idea of bringing down this picture of a man called Jesus Christ and showing around the whole town that this is where the whole town will be going, worshiping God through this man. My grandfather didn't like that because he practiced traditional African religion where they believe that the sun is the only God in the universe, because the sun gives us energy, gives us life. Without the sun, nobody's alive. He kind of let my uncle run the way, but he didn't want to join the Christian family. And I started studying with him. By the way, he's one of the greatest native shaman everybody knows in the whole of Nigeria anyway, and part of West Africa. And I got interested in following him around when I was young. And I have one leg training as a native doctor and one leg in Christianity, because I have to go to Catholic school. So that's basically how I started. Mm-hmm. And later on, when he died, after I've learned a couple of few things through him, I met another man, a great man, a yogi master named by George King, mm-hmm. who is the founder of the Ethereal Society. Ethereal Society is into service, yoga, karma yoga, and some of these spiritual, highly spiritual stuff. Mm-hmm. And help people to realize their inner potential. So I met this man. He's from England, and he actually brought back to me my spiritual heritage. Mm. And I started doing this healing work. Mm-hmm. That's basically how I started initially.
That's great. Mm. Now, Jude, you treat physical, mental, and emotional conditions and problems. Can you tell us a few that you have worked with?
I have treated successfully depression and panic attacks. Also, I have treated tumor and cancer successfully. At Benevida Medical Group, mm-hmm. we have varieties of doctors that specialize in alternative therapies like Dr. Loeb, Dr. Lazar, and some of these people. Mm-hmm. So most times we cross-reference patients, and when they bring patients to me, for example, the little girl who has a panic attack, mm-hmm. I found out it's not only that she had a panic attack, but in the house where she lives, they are full of entities. I don't know what they call it here.
Oh, spirits. You know?
And at night, these entities will be sucking, taking her energy and kind of tormenting her in a way. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when you are treating a patient like that, mm-hmm. you use your shamanic experience to follow the energy, the root cause. Mm-hmm. A particular problem, and I have to tell the parents, I need to come to your house, because they come to my office in Beverly Hills and at Benevida Medical Group, and I treat them. They go back in a week again, they come back with the same problem. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't quite happy, so mm-hmm. I have to go to their house and bless their house and be able to take out those entities, and the problem solved. Mm-hmm. So some of these problems people have might not be only physical, but there are also what we call the root cause of local entities, disturbances, and negative influences around their environment. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I have treated quite a lot of problems that defy medical institutions. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There was a case of a lady, I think she's from South America, where she was bleeding nonstop, and the doctors have tried a lot of things to stop the bleeding. When they called me, I went over and saw the lady, and I did. There's something my grandfather used to do to women, like in their stomach, and find out what was going on. In Africa, they do a lot of poison, something like they can bury in the ground, mm-hmm. and when you cross it, you can have a lot of problems, like a curse. Am I pronouncing it well? Curse? C-U-R-E-S?
Oh, cures.
Cures, yes. Uh-huh. So this lady had emigrated to America with a green card lottery, and before then, she had engaged in her country with another man, and when she came over here, she met somebody else she loved so much and married the person and went back to Peru to see the family and met the other guy that he was engaged before and told him, you know, I married somebody else. And the guy wasn't happy. And the guy did a course on her not to get pregnant. Mm-hmm. And what happened as a result was her ovaries and other things, she started bleeding nonstop, and that's what happened. Mm-hmm. And within 30 minutes, I was able to use some energy manipulation and what my grandfather taught me to be able to cut out the cause effect, and bleeding stopped within 2 hours. Mm-hmm. So these type of things, there are sicknesses that I've treated. You can, when patients come to me, I don't know what to expect, you know. So they come to me with different kinds of illnesses. Mm-hmm. Ghost attachments, like astral attachments, and some of these entities hang on in their aura. They can't sleep at night. Things are crawling around their body, like ghosts, you know, ghosts or whatever you call them. Mm-hmm. And most times, you know, you have to go to their home, physically go to their home and find out what's going on there before you can actually treat the physical problems.
Mm-hmm.
So I have dealt with quite a range of so many diseases mm-hmm. and problems people have.
Mm-hmm. Then Jude, could you describe how you would heal a disease like cancer?
Cancer is one of those illnesses that defy even not only the medical institution, but also the healing world, people who do spiritual healing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It varies the way cancer, like some of them might be chemotherapy, and they just come in and wanted for you to relieve them from all the toxins or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But most cancers, I found out, are very, very low vibratory energy. It's a disease that most times that even defy me as a healer.
Mm-hmm.
But what I have done successfully was to first refer them to Dr. Loeb, who mm-hmm. is one of the best surgeons in the world, who had founded this Benevida Medical Wellness Group in Beverly Hills, where I work. And we have a couple of ways in dealing with cancer. So after the diagnosis by Dr. Loeb, where we have this very, very beautiful machine that can narrow down the vibratory rate of the type of cancer people have, and mm-hmm. we then transfer them to various doctors who can handle this disease. But when they end up in my table, I will do, first of all, what we call spiritual healing, going through the chakras.
Mm-hmm.
Chakras are the energy centers of the body through which energy can come in and go out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you begin to clear out the chakra system of the entire body. And as soon as that is done, you could find out where the person needs much help. If it's a stomach cancer, it is a throat cancer, whatever the cancer is, you go down to the area of that particular chakra and do some energy manipulation. And sometimes they get much better. We have treated quite a few cancer people.
Mm-hmm. Do you teach people how to cleanse their own chakras?
Yeah, or I do the classes, what we call spiritual healing workshops all over the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I also teach these classes privately at Benevida Medical Group on Wilshire. By mm-hmm. the way, Benevida Medical Group is on Wilshire Boulevard, 8730 Wilshire Boulevard, Suite 200,
mm-hmm.
in Beverly Hills, California, 90211.
Mm-hmm.
What we do there is some people come because they don't have much time to wait for the classes. They book for private classes where I teach them how to heal themselves and more so how to keep the energy which I have already, mm-hmm. you know, put in them.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, they don't have to, because we don't want to keep clients. We just want to have clients, help them, tell them what we're doing, and teach them what they can do to be able to help themselves when mm-hmm. they get depleted from their energy.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where does the healing energy come from?
The healing energy is everywhere. It's called universal life force. The most ancient word, Far East, and so many other ways people can describe it, called prana. And prana, as you know, comes from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And that energy can be attracted to anybody who is open-hearted, very, very compassionate. If you have empathy for the other people, the world, suffering mankind, then this energy can flow through you. That's why I teach the class, because mm-hmm. every man, woman, and child can give healing.
Mm-hmm.
it's not a gift to some few psychics or few people. Mm-hmm. No, everybody can do it. The problem people have is the situation where they are very selfish. They are not open-hearted to be able to see that other people are suffering. You can do it. It's just a question of laying your hands on people and allowing this energy to flow through you.
Mm-hmm.
George King, my master, who made me what I am today, opened me up to these huge potentials, wrote a book called You Too Can Heal.
Mm-hmm.
That book is just a way people can start to know how you can begin to relieve other people's several problems without even using any medication.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The book is sold at Ethereal Society in Hollywood, the Ethereal Society, they're all over the world, but you could call 323-465-9652 and order this book. It's very simple. It has in it a protective practices that can help protect you while you're giving healing to other people.
Mm-hmm. I took Therapeutic Touch, which also works with energies. And
oh, wow.
Most of my Search for God group, in fact, they all do Reiki, which
yes.
also utilizes energies. So I've had some experience with that, and I've also done a little bit of the chakra cleansing on myself
yes.
when I wasn't feeling too well, and it was pretty successful.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I had a situation whereby some of these young Hollywood punks,
mm-hmm.
You know, people generally who put rings on their throat, on their solar plexus, the mm-hmm. navel area, and only God knows where else. But the fact that people put rings on their solar plexus,
mm-hmm.
the navel area, is very, very bad.
Oh.
You have to understand that the area called the solar plexus is the battery of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime people tamper with that area, they are also prone to attracting negative forces and diseases.
Oh.
And putting a ring there is one of those ways you can get confused in life,
mm-hmm.
get other negative thoughts and things being propelled through that ring into you, and you get messed up. So sometimes when they come to my office, they have all these rings all over there. And I have to, you can't force people and you can't judge them. Well, that's
right.
One thing in healing. You can never, never judge or criticize people because everybody has the free will to do what they like.
Right.
And I have to just teach them and suggest to them what they are doing, that, and then in which case they will either remove it and get better or just go ahead and face the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's a shame.
So most of this time I teach all the children, all these, you know, I teach a lot, even kids, you know, adults and everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I help try to, you know, channel them into this beautiful energy of the Mother Earth where everybody can tap into it, and especially these coming changes in the world,
right.
use that energy for good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the coming changes in the Earth, and are those affecting energies?
Yes, they are very affecting. It's just that since 1964, the planet Earth has been altering its frequencies of energy in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And the more people are talking of the 2012 mm-hmm. Mayan calendar mm-hmm. that is going to be like a doomsday,
mm-hmm.
actually it's going to be very, very, very uplifting and very peaceful.
That's
very
what
powerful.
I believe too. Right.
People who are not selfish, who are spiritual, going towards service to others. Remember,
mm-hmm.
the Earth has been here billions of years, giving life to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who can do something unselfishly to one another, that's the only way you can attract this energy to you. It's a very beautiful energy. It's raising your molecular structure, altering a few things in your body, raising your vibration, And most times, even right now, as I'm talking to, I know about two people who have started feeding on this energy. They don't eat much anymore. Mm-hmm. They just drink juice, and their chakras have already started feeding on this beautiful energy.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is to open your heart, go out there, either doing your walk, water a dying plant, be open to help people that have a problem you meet on your way, and be of service to others, or join groups that are into great service to others, like mm-hmm. Interior Society, like other yoga groups. Do something to help one another. That's the only way you can tap into this beautiful energy. So it's going to be beautiful in 2012.
Right.
A lot of reasons.
Well, I'm glad you said that it's happening now, because I think a lot of people think that come December 21st, 2012, there's going to be a disaster.
No.
But I think it's going to be a wonderful time, but we're building up to this. Is that correct? And so it's not something that's going to happen immediately. It's something that is evolving now.
Yes. People like Dr. Tan Loeb, who had spent millions and millions of dollars opening up these wellness centers, going alternative, a mixture of both medical and alternative wellness centers, are going to be in business, because there come a time, because of the change in vibration, vibrational pattern of Earth, you no longer will be satisfied with the molecular combination of something like Vicodin. I mean, you see yourself taking a Vicodin, two tablets, and you're okay. That time, even right now, it has already started. You could take 5, 10, it still doesn't work, because the frequency and vibration of the energy of Mother Earth has risen so high. And people will be wondering what's going on. I'm not getting any satisfaction from drugs, from that. Or even you go crazy trying to heighten your whatever it is with drugs, you know. So it's really very important that people pay attention to what is going on right now and learn ways they can tune into this beautiful energy of the Earth that is here offering free. All you have to do, do good, help animals, do something that comes from your heart unselfishly, and you get this energy. You just have to be attracted to your chakra, to your aura, and feel your whole body. Some people don't even eat anymore these days. You know, they rarely eat, you know, little thing, and they're okay, because they are fully in service to others. That's the only way we can survive these coming changes. Other people who are very selfish, they don't share their wealth, it's going to happen. They won't be happy. That's why I go to Beverly Hills, Bel Air, and they come in their home. They can't sleep. And all I do is just make them sleep a little bit, you know, because all that energy, spiritual energy, they don't have it, and it makes them not to sleep, because they waste a lot of it.
Now, my question that I never get an answer that vibrates with me, and that is, we have so damaged our environment, and I don't see it getting better as people are evolving and becoming more spiritual and more giving and all, but I don't see the environment changing that much. In fact, it seems like it's getting worse and worse, and my question is always, what will happen with the environment? Will it at some point evolve back as a result of the spirituality in the world, and there'll be a healing of our environment?
Yeah, it's a very good question, Carl. I get this type of questions most of the time. If there is God, why are we suffering? Why are we killing each other? Remember, we are the problem. God has put in us a very large part of himself to be able to manipulate our karma and become good. If we continue to pollute our environment, then we go through that lesson. That's part of the karma. I always have people, oh, God is there, why am I suffering? No, we are the problem. We cause the problem. We know what we can do to get better. Look at all this young generation. they know that they're not supposed to take cocaine and drugs, and they still do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, oh, God is there. Why am I suffering? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to go through the karma of abuse. And until we learn those lessons, then we can progress. That's my attitude. You know, people come mm-hmm. to my office and try to relieve their problem. I can only heal certain diseases. I can only help people because all diseases can be healed, but
right.
not everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I could give you an example. I'm not going to mention names of my clients, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just going to give you an example. She's a cancer patient. And I said to her, I will arrive in your house at 4 p.m. And before I come, I would not like you to smoke cigarette and drink alcohol within 4 hours of my arrival.
Mm-hmm.
She smokes heavily and she drinks. And here I was driving up to Mulholland area. Oh, no, this one is in Beverly Hills. And the gate opened up, I saw upstairs somebody on their phone with one cigarette in their hand and a bourbon, am I pronouncing it well, like whiskey or drink
whiskey,
in mm-hmm. another hand,
mm-hmm.
and just talking and yelling at somebody over the phone. And she saw my car coming in and she just dropped everything, ran downstairs. I just turned around within the house and left.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The problem we have is with that kind of a person whose cancer is spread into the next breast, and I'm telling her exactly what she can do to help me help her. That energy will be bouncing off and back if the body is intoxicated with alcohol. You
mm-hmm.
know, I'm not doing her good if I give any healing. With somebody like that, do you think she can get enough help?
Well, not where she is right now in her consciousness, no.
You see, so, and right there, even she started yelling at the meds. Why didn't they tell that Jude is coming? Why did, you know, here she is. She's not happy with her life. Everybody
mm-hmm.
around her is in fear because of the way she treats them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a classical example that all diseases can be healed, but not everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
My master, His Eminence, has said that so many times. He said, all diseases can be healed, not everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. This is a classical example where a cancer patient, in spite of all the help she's getting, still smokes, still drinks alcohol, and still treats people very bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the negativity of such a low-energy disease like cancer, you know, can never leave her, no matter how much spiritual energy I pour into her body.
Right, right.
You see, so that's exactly, His Eminence Judge King is very adamant for us to, along the line, be disciplined. If we want help, also try to be responsible for your actions
mm-hmm.
and have a little bit of discipline to be able to look for help spiritually.
Mm-hmm. Jude, what I was referring to was just the physical environment, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, the polluted water, the polluted food, that
yes.
type of thing, because I know that before we can arrive at the new, we have to get rid of the old, so that a lot of the old institutions are being chipped away. But
yes.
I still wonder, what happens with our polluted water and our polluted air and all? Is it that when people turn to God and become more spiritual, more giving, more loving and all, will that influence the physical environment in a positive way so that the pollutions will all evaporate? I guess that's my question.
Yeah, that's a very good question. I understand that. The reason why I use one individual
uh-huh.
to show
mm-hmm.
you an example
is mm-hmm.
it reflects to the collective mankind,
mm-hmm.
this
mm-hmm.
attitude.
Mm-hmm.
For Javier, karma, as you know, is action and reaction are equal
right.
and opposite.
Mm-hmm.
The thoughts we put out there, the actions we put out there in the world can influence the devil kingdom to bring hurricane, bring disasters, pollute our water, do things that we have caused. And that's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Most times you see tornadoes and coming and fire disasters here and there, earthquakes, is the actions and thought pattern of mankind.
Mm-hmm.
If we begin to go spiritual, as you said, help one another, care for one another, at least live a very, not zen-like life, but at least more caring life,
mm-hmm.
I think we will avoid some of these disasters.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you an example in Africa where they can invoke rains, they know the names of the Devi kingdom, they can do so many things, they can even send fire to your house, they can make fire, they can make rain. Here is a situation where somebody was not happy, one of the native doctors was not happy that my father was having a birthday party for my little sister.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he sent rain to disrupt the party. And what came out in the consequence was my father ran into my father's thatched house, very old thatched house, and told my grandfather. My grandfather slowly walked back at the back of the yard and started doing some Devic invocation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lighted something like a sage and started talking to the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And within minutes, the whole smoke went into heaven. And within minutes, there's this huge cloud, huge wind started blowing this rain away from close to 2-3 miles square,
mm-hmm.
back where it was sent.
Mm-hmm.
So most times what you see in action there was the fact that here you have somebody who is using his power in a more negative way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And because my grandfather and my entire family is into service to humanity, my grandfather responded with love, responded to the Devi kingdom with love and caring and other things, and they listened to
mm-hmm.
him. And then we're able to take the whole rain away from the environment, and even within minutes, the whole rain stopped.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we can change the environment with our thought pattern, with our good, loving kindness.
Mm-hmm.
All the disasters you see in the world is because of mankind's thought and thought and actions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what brings the environment to what it is now. So if
mm-hmm.
we change that, the spiritual energy crisis we're lacking in the world will be abundant, and we will never have these problems again.
Mm-hmm.
Eminence Judge King noticed that years ago when he said that the biggest problem we have on this planet today
mm-hmm.
is the lack of spiritual energy crisis.
Mm-hmm.
When mankind solved this crisis, the whole physical and spiritual energy will be in abundant, and we will be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm coming from. So the karma of us trying to disrupt things, clean
mm-hmm.
each other, maiming and cheating and
mm-hmm.
some hoarding money, and it's insane.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what is causing the whole problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's not God, but mankind. We
mm-hmm.
are at the root cause of our problems.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned sage. Do you use that? I know that it has a powerful cleansing effect.
Yes.
In houses and around people's aura and all. Do you use that when you go out to people's houses?
In Africa, we use quite different types of herbs. There are particular herbs that if you put around your house, it actually is a tree.
Mm-hmm.
If you plant it around your house, we used to have snakes at a certain time come into our house in Africa. And my grandfather discovered after walking in the bush for 21 days,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm.
I don't know how he does it those days. He just
mm-hmm.
disappears in the bush. He doesn't come out for many
uh-huh.
days.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes out and he brings some of the herbs and things, and he planted this particular herb around our compound,
mm-hmm.
and we never have snake come into the house. So
uh-huh.
most Some herbs are very good for different reasons. Sage is very good to disrupt evil spirits from coming around, or if there are attachment in your body. There is this very good essential oil called Scary Sage we have at Benevida Medical Group, where you just take a little bit in your hand and using the solar plexus and the chakra centers and do what I call severance of astral attachment to the body. It works effectively. And I use it for what we call deep chakra cleansing and for disembarkment of astral entities, or what you call ghost attachment on people's aura. So most herbs and most leaves are very good with on different levels and on different for different reasons too. Yeah, I use it's very good. The American Indians knew about sage, you know, thousands of years ago. And they use quite a bit over here. There is another one called Yaba, Yaba Santa. It's very, very good to I use it for cancer patients most of the times. It's very, very good to clean your aura and also have as a tea if you have a stomach problem and some of the internal organ problems. Most herbs are very good for on different levels and on different spirit, on different different energy levels, yes.
Now, Jude, would you tell us about your services then again and how the listeners can reach you?
The Benevida, at Benevida Medical Group on Wilshire Boulevard, we have varieties of doctors that specialize on different areas, from acupuncture to herbal remedies and relationship counseling and all, even cancer treatment. They can reach me at 8730 Wilshire Boulevard, Suite 200, and is in Beverly Hills, California, 90211. The phone number there is 310-289-2800. And I'm also at Body Tree. I do what we call community service to help the homeless and people who don't have money or don't have health insurance at Body Tree Bookshop on Melrose Avenue in Los Angeles, California, 90048. Could reach me there at 310 or book appointment online for the Body Tree Healing Clinic, 310-659-1733, extension 114. 310-659-1733, extension 114. Also at the Terra Society, if you want to learn how to advance where you can protect yourself, do spiritual healing, attend spiritual healing workshops, you can call them at 323-467-HEAL, H-E-A-L, or 323-465-9652. Either of these places you can reach me, or go to my website at www.judethehealer.com, www.judethehealer.com, or benevida.com.
Well, I thank you very much, Jude. This has been very interesting, and I know it will be helpful to those who are interested in spiritual healing.
Thank you, Cal. I'm so happy for you to have me on your radio talk show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I waited over a year and turned down several offers for sponsors to find the right one. After reviewing the current issue of a distinctive style magazine, I know that with God's help, I picked the right one. The video interviews, the written pages, the magnificent pictures, and the music I heard were all fantastic and included interviews with such stars as Clarice Leachman, Mark Victor Hansen, and Antonio Sabato Jr., and music by Paula Nelson, daughter of Willie Nelson, and Mark Ballas in his debut solo album. But this was just a start. Then there was a series on cancer in celebration of National Cancer Month, and interviews included survivors and those who work with cancer, such as Olivia Newton-John, a survivor, Melinda Marchiana, a 16-year-old survivor, Fran Drescher, and Dr. Sharon Winter, also a survivor who used alternative treatments and later became a naturopathic physician to help others. Then I saw a picture of a magnificent cathedral, probably in Europe, and heard the voice of 7-year-old Rima Marvana singing Amazing Grace and the Lord's Prayer. Reading about her compassion for others and hearing her voice brought tears to my eyes. Magazines do not come better than the Distinctive Style magazine. I can't imagine what could top this issue, but I look forward to seeing, and I'm sure you will want to also. Go to www.adistinctivestyle.com to subscribe to this remarkable magazine. My second guest is Pastor Deb Ling, who lives in Sacramento, California, where she is an active part of her church body. She has been writing since high school, starting with a monthly newspaper, and later starting one of her own. In addition to writing articles online, she has 2 books for sale online. The first book, The Walking Wounded, is a book for women on healing the wounds from your past, and walks women through healing from past abuse using information the Lord provided when she was suffering from abuse herself. Her second book is Prophetic Dance, which is about prophetic dancing as given by the Lord and how to use it for Him. She is currently writing another book on the healing wounded that will be for men. Deb has been healed of migraine headaches of 21 years through her faith. During that period, she lost jobs often because of the headaches. Since recovery, she has become a pastor and helps others overcome hardships with spiritual healing and counseling. More information is available at www.smashwords.com/profile/view/Deb Ling. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Deb, and I look forward to hearing how you use faith to overcome long-term migraine headaches. First, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you.
I'm a Christian pastor and a grandmother of 2 beautiful girls that live in Florida. One is 9 and one is 13. And I'm an author and an active member of my church.
Mm-hmm. Then, Deb, tell us about the length and severity of your migraine headaches.
Well, they started when I was 12, and I had them for 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
They were so bad. When they first started, I was in school, and I went to the nurse's office.
Mm-hmm.
To lay down, and I'd cry myself to sleep, and an hour later I'd wake up and they'd be gone. But when I got older, they got worse, and I started having cluster headaches,
mm-hmm.
and they would last 6 to 8 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and I would lose my job every summer when they hit,
mm-hmm.
and it was pretty bad. It really messed up my life pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And what happened that changed your life?
Well, after I had come back from being in rebellion and was right with the Lord, a word came forth in a Bible study one week,
mm-hmm.
that my migraines were caused by unforgiveness and bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
And after all those years of pain, I would have done anything,
mm-hmm.
to get rid of it. And so I was like, okay, so what do I do? You know, how do I deal with that? And the Lord instructed me to forgive the abusers in my past, because I had been abused,
mm-hmm.
and that's where these migraines came. It was, you know, all that unforgiveness and bitterness,
mm-hmm.
that I had against them caused my migraines.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Lord instructed me to forgive these people and because there was more than one. Mm-hmm. And so I asked him how to do that, and he instructed me on how to love the sinner, hate the sin type thing, to mm-hmm. like Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't an easy thing for me to do, but basically I started out just saying, okay, I make this an act of my will.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, it was just like phenomenal. Yeah, I'm going to forgive these guys for what they did, you know. But I did. I made it an act of my will, and I just kept confessing that until it became a fact mm-hmm. where I had actually forgiven them.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent about 3 hours in that session with the Lord that week, and I was instantly healed of my migraine.
Mm-hmm. Were you aware of your resentment at the time?
No, I really wasn't. I mean, you know, it's, you know, you react to stuff that happens to you, and mm-hmm. rather than responding as God would have you, and I had no idea that, because obviously I hated having headaches,
mm-hmm.
and I would have done anything to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I had no idea that I was that way.
Mm-hmm. How long after you were told to forgive did you get over your migraines?
Oh, well, it took me like 3 hours to go through the forgiving process
mm-hmm.
that day. It was a step of faith to mm-hmm. say, okay, I'm going to make this an act of my will.
Mm-hmm.
And I never had another migraine after that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, did you become a pastor before this experience or after?
After.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah, that was later on.
Mm-hmm.
So, 'cause I was healed 23 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I've been free for 23 years.
Mm-hmm. And do you get many people coming to you as a pastor that has problems that you're able to help them heal with faith?
Yes, because there was more healing later on for other things because of my abuse past.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I documented everything that the Lord has taken me through to heal me of my past abuse.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I use that to teach other women mm-hmm. how to be healed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All based on faith.
What types of situations do people bring you in your congregation?
Well, I've worked with women that have been raped.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with women that have, you know, incest type mm-hmm, mm-hmm. situations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pretty much the gamut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just whoever is ready to be healed and deal with their issues. It's not an easy thing to face what mm-hmm. you've gone through and to, you know, actually forgive the person. That's the biggest hurdle for mm-hmm. this healing is that forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but God gives us grace to do that when we're ready to be healed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how do you work with that with the people in your congregation?
Well, we do that in a Bible study setting. We don't mm-hmm. do it in a church setting because it's very personal
mm-hmm.
and it's very private. Not everyone's willing to share
mm-hmm.
those types of things from their past. And some of them are still in, you know, in abusive situations.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And mm-hmm. so it's a very private thing, and it's done in a home setting so that anything that is said is safe and doesn't go outside those walls.
Mm-hmm. Well, it can be dangerous also to try to get out of an abusive situation.
Right.
When I worked with the homeless and the battered women, we often saw them finally break out, but they often went back because they had been kept so dependent in the home situation that they didn't have enough self-worth in themselves and they didn't have enough job skills that they could go out and make it on their own. So we usually said it took 3 times of leaving the abusive situation before they were able to make a clean break, but still they were in danger even after that period. And so our battered women's shelters were always located somewhere where no one knew where they were. I was on the board, but I didn't know where they were located either, because there is danger to them.
Absolutely. I've been in a battered wife mm-hmm. shelter at mm-hmm. one time. So, yeah, I do understand the secrecy is so critical for their safety.
Mm-hmm.
And the self-esteem item, that is also a biggie because, you know, when you you don't think you're worth 2 cents when you've been treated like that for any length of time. And you just, you know, you think you deserve it. And it's a hard thing to redo your mindset to say, no, I'm a good person and I was a victim.
Right.
And I did not deserve this. I deserve better. And pull yourself up. And that's part of the teaching that I give, you know, is who you are in God. You know, what does God's word say? Not what man says, not what this man that hurt you says.
Right, right, right.
You know, forget that. You have to renew your mind, literally, in who you are.
But some of these feelings and thoughts go back before the battered situation, because if you did not have low self-esteem, you would not attract someone that would reinforce that low self-esteem. So I think that the feeling is I'm not worthy, and then you attract someone that makes you feel that you're not worthy. So I think sometimes those feelings go back before the battering situation and makes it much more difficult to resolve.
Absolutely. I grew up in a dysfunctional home, and I am sure that that attributed a lot to my lack of self-worth. And I remember one time I was engaged to this guy. It was a wonderful man. And I remember thinking, I don't deserve him. And I broke up with him, you know, because I didn't think I was good enough for him. So, yeah, you're absolutely correct that it goes way back. And unfortunately, you know, the dysfunctional homes like I grew up in, that can reinforce the lack of self-worth. You know, you're not getting that in the home like you need it. And that's one thing children need so desperately.
Now, do you have children?
I have a son, yes.
So you've learned all the ways to make him feel loved and cared for.
Oh, yes. I swore that when I became a parent, I was not going to make the same mistakes that had been made with me.
Great.
And that I may never have the money, you know, to buy him everything, but that he would always, always, always know he was loved.
Well, that's the most important thing, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. And to this day, he knows. No matter what he does, no matter what he gets into, you know, which when he was younger, he did a few things, you know, like most teens and young adults do. But he always knew he could talk to his mom and she would always be there for him no matter what.
Now, Deb, do you have some final words for the listeners before we look at your books and how the listeners can reach you?
Just to encourage anyone that would be in this type of circumstance or situation, that there are people that can help you get out. And the support system's critical to have people that will support you and help you to move into that position where you can get back on your feet and find that, yes, you are a good person and a victim, and that doesn't make you bad. You know, you're just in a bad situation. And that there are a lot of people that can help with that.
Great. Now, Deb, will you tell us about your books and how the listeners can reach you?
Yeah, I documented my healing and all the things that the Lord has taken me through and what I teach others to help them get healed from their past also. And so I have this book, and it is at victimsofabuse.webs.com. And my email is at that address also, at that website, and so is my book. And it's called The Walking Wounded. And that documented all the things that I went through when I was being healed of no self-worth and all the pain that was caused by being a victim.
Sounds very interesting, Deb, and I'm glad that you put all this down in writing. And I think that often when people go through these experiences, they want to help and share with others, and that's really a wonderful. And I sometimes wonder if maybe that's not why we go through these situations, so that we come
to that. I believe
it
is. You know, and when we come through on the other side and are healed, then we can help others come through. Absolutely.
Well, I thank you very much, Deb. This has been interesting, and I know it'll be helpful to those women that are in comparable situations. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.